Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Bill Phillips said, "Stress should be a powerful driving force, not an obstacle." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest who takes away his client's stress. Today's Playmakers company eliminates the stress of setting up utility services. With us today is a CEO whose company saves homeowners 2 to 3 half days on the phone and an average of $1,000. This great playmaker is Gabe Abshire. Gabe is CEO of Utility Concierge. Now, Gabe founded Utility Concierge in 2009 and launched the Utility Concierge industry in order to help customers set up their home services with just a short phone call. Utility Concierge is a revolutionary service for connecting utilities and home services such as TV, internet phone, home automation, and security. The company's no-cost, white-glove service provides clients with a personal concierge to customize a whole home connection plan, place orders, and schedule installations for each service, all with a single point of contact. Utility Concierge eliminates unnecessary stress when it comes to moving. Utility Concierge forges relationships with specialists in real estate, mortgages, titles, moving, insurance, and other home-related industries. Well, Gabe, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me here.
A question to you to find out where you started this was, did the idea of Utility Concierge develop during college or after you entered the business world?
My interest in the business world was a little bit different than most. So I grew up in Port Arthur, Texas, came up to college in Denton and attended the University of North Texas. Had a long, I like to say, a long, illustrious college career. After 6 years, they say, "Hey, look, man, you got to get out of here." And here's a package. I took like 24 hours and got like, you know, a 3.7 or something, and I was ready to get out. But the interesting thing is I've never had a real job. Other than waiting tables, I've never worked for anyone else. And so I graduated college, met a guy that sold satellites. He had a phone dollar, and I was basically his phone salesman. Sold satellites anywhere you can imagine, 24 hours a day. I'm not sure who calls you at 3 in the morning to buy a satellite system, but that's kind of how I got into the business. Worked for that guy for a little bit. Unfortunately, he passed away, and I had a choice to either walk away or, you know, bury my friend and take over the business. And that's what I did. Paid off all of his debts and kind of took the business in a different direction. And we started doing satellite installations for these big companies. So when they had overflow, we would do the installs for them. We grew that to about 150 technicians. We're doing couple of hundred installs a day in about a 60-mile radius of Dallas. And that's really where Utility Concierge came from. One of our major KPIs was install rate. Guys didn't get paid unless they got the job done, so why are these jobs not getting in? So we found out that we would get out to the house and they would have their TV and no power, or their power and no TV, just because they forget to set up electricity, water, gas, internet, TV, basic stuff. And that's kind of where the idea was born. And so I said, okay, well, look, I have the satellite business, and I have a security business, too. I bought a security business in 07. I said, let me go out and try to sell this. So the people that I knew in real estate said, hey, send me your clients, and I'll sell them these products. And it worked. It was okay. But, again, it's a different message, right? And so in 2009, when Utility Concierge was born with a different message of, send me your clients, and we'll help them through this very stressful time in their life. I mean, it's top 5 most stressful things that you can do, you know, in your lifetime. And so that's really how Utility Concierge was born, was through that experience with the satellite installation company and really changing the idea of send me your people, let me sell them, versus send me your people and let me help them. And we founded Utility Concierge on a couple of different principles. Number one, we're always going to give the power of choice. Meaning, we're not going to say, Steve, this is all we sell and this is all you have, right? We represent the whole market. We sit in the middle as that third-party trusted advisor. And really, we find out what the client wants. We don't care what the vendors want. What do you want? What's best for you? And we'll match you with the right vendor. Number two, one of my favorite things that we say is that, you know, hey, is it okay if we would talk to you like you're my best friend and recommend things that I'd recommend to my mother, right? Just to break that down and really have that emotional connection. And then lastly, we made a conscious decision to be 100% referral-based business. So we work with real estate professionals, and we add value to them by allowing them to offer utility concierge to their clients.
Well, let's talk about the real business you're in, because the real business you're in is customer service. You are doing something that no one else is doing, at least the way you're doing it. But your business has been successful for 11 years or so because of the way you've taken care of your customer. One of the things I said at the very beginning was white glove service. How did that become a part of your business, and or was that implemented immediately when you started the company?
From the beginning, we knew that customer service was going to be important. We knew that our culture was going to be important. And, you know, we created this industry. Before, you could go online and you could set up all your stuff, and it'd still take you a lot of time, and you're going through six pages of options. So we really created this business of going to the real estate professional. And that's really where it started. We knew that if we had to give, we don't use the word customer service, we use the word mind-blowing customer experience. Customer service is expected, right? You're moving. It's an experience, right? And so we knew if realtors were going to give us their clients that they work so hard for, they're going to give us those names and allow us to call them, we're going to have to blow their mind. And what that means to me is simply that when they finish working with us, they have no other option but to talk about us to the realtor, to their friends, on social media, on Facebook, reviews. We review every single one of our clients. We have over 15,000 reviews. And our customer service rating is right at 4.8, and it sits right next to revenue. It's just as important as revenue is.
But does utility concierge just handle utilities?
So we handle the basic utilities, so water, gas, electricity, you know, the basic things. We want to make sure those things are set up. And then we handle TV, internet, and home automation and home security. We also do some pest controls. We work with moving companies. Just things that are really crucial when you're moving. But really, we want to be that concierge for life. So we're going to be moving in some other areas that will be able to help the customer. We want them, if they have any issues in their home, we want them to call us first and see if we can help them.
My guess from hearing what you just said, because I hadn't thought about it, was pest services. When you're thinking about the services you need to bring from your old property to your new, I wouldn't have thought of pest services immediately. I'm thinking about telephone, I'm thinking about internet, I'm thinking about cable. But pest services and everything else we have where we have workmen come to our homes needs to be almost reinvented at the new property. So you're in touch with all these different types of services to help the customer, is that correct?
Absolutely. We sit in a very unique spot because we get the customer 2 to 3 weeks before they close. And so we're able to help them with their basic services pretty quickly. But then as they're moving into the new home, they want to make sure that they have a pest control come in early on. They're going to need help with movers. They're going to need maid service. There's going to be a lot of things that they're going to need. And we're just now starting in really into getting into that world and helping them with other products.
Let's say I'm a new homeowner and I forget. I forget to do this. I'm about to move into the house, or I've just moved into my home. How do you give the experience to help them get off to a fast start?
So, you know, like I said, we're a referral-based business, so most of our leads come in, most of our clients come in via API. That's, we've integrated with all the transaction platforms out there, and so we get, most of the time, we get the clients 2 to 3 weeks before closing, but we call that, yeah, we do get phone calls of people that are at the closing table. And they're like, honey, did you turn the electricity on? Like, no, I thought you did it, right? And so we have some ways to get things turned on quickly. I think that's probably one of our strongest things that we have at Utility Concierge is our relationships, not only with our referral partners, but really with our vendors. We're top dealer for AT&T, for all of our security products, for all of our electricity products. So they value our business as we value theirs. And when we're in a bond, we got a guy to call.
I live in Dallas, Texas. Let's say I'm moving to New York. Can you still help me?
Absolutely. We're nationwide. We've helped people in 48 states last year, and we're growing. But yeah, absolutely, we can help you in New York, all over the country. The things are a little bit different in every market, and that's the other thing. If you're moving from California, to Texas, as many people are, utilities are drastically different here. You have choice in Texas on your electricity, on your TV, on your internet, on your security, everything you have choice on. And that's really where we shine, is that, you know, people are just bombarded with all these options and they don't have someone to sort through them. And so we sit in that middle as that third-party trusted advisor and really go, what do you want, right? Steve, what's important to you? And then we match them to the specific vendors.
We were talking before the show started. You're right that if I need electricity, I need phone service, you go to that home page and you become educated with 5 or 6 or 10 or 20 pages of internet site that you have to read through to figure it out, whereas you've taken that away from me. You can explain to me in simple language, is that correct?
Yeah, we can. We've taken that away from you over the last 11 years. We've been able to give you a person that you can talk to, right? And we're going to communicate with you in a very real way, a very efficient way. And that's worked, right? But what's on the horizon next is that we're going to actually take that experience that we've built over the last 11 years and put it online. So right now, you talk to somebody, you can get everything taken care of in about 15 to 20 minutes, maybe 30. Let's say 30 minutes to be safe, because our people love to talk to people on the phone, and so they usually have really good conversations. But we're going to be launching a technology where you can do all this online in about 5 minutes and never talk to somebody. But if you want to, you just click a button and you'll be connected to our world-class sales center.
So you're saving customers $1,000. You're saving them 2 to 3 half-days on the phone. You are on the phone with your company for half an hour. Now you're moving to a website where they can do it in 5 minutes. The cost of that, the savings cost, if nothing else, as we talked about stress at the very beginning, is dynamic. To take all that away, since they've gone through stress with buying a new home and moving, you've taken everything else away. Is that correct?
Yeah, stress is sometimes, we have fun conversation within the company of the tagline. We say people time, money, and stress, right? Stress, it's hard to measure, right? We say people a half day on the phone, 2 half-days on the phone, average of $1,000 a year. But stress is hard to measure, right? It's that kind of intangible deal. But we know inherently that moving is stressful. And if you don't have to deal with it, we're saving some stress and time that you can, we hope that you can give back to your family and have a more happy move.
Can I use Utility Concierge even though I'm not a new home buyer? I'm in my home, but I want to change the services I have. Maybe too expensive. Maybe I'm not happy with the service. Can you help?
Absolutely. Well, that product's called Utility Checkup. And because we are experts in the industry, we can look at your bills, look who you have. Like you said, TXU, I know immediately off the top, I don't need to look at your bill that I can save you 30%. Right. If you tell me you've had a certain telecom company for more than 2 years and your contract's expired and your rate's gone up, I know I can save you money. Right. If you've been with a security company for a while and you don't have the latest and greatest, if you still have a flip phone on your wall, we can upgrade you to an iPad and probably save you some money there.
We talked about buyers getting into a new home. The one of the things they may forget about is disconnecting.
It's really awesome when we can work with the seller and the buyer. Both. We primarily focus on buyers, but when we can work with both of them, it saves the seller a lot of time to make those disconnects. When we can make both of those connections, there's no need for anybody to call. Some companies we can call and make the disconnects, but mostly we make new connections, and then we'll help them with those disconnects by pointing them in the right direction.
How much different is your company today from the way it was 11 years ago?
Oh, our company is drastically different than it was 11 years ago. You know, I talked about earlier that, you know, when I started this, one of the most important things was our core values. And I knew that we're going to be creating a different industry, creating a new industry, and I needed someone that had servant leadership, right? And they truly wanted to help. We can't have a used car salesman in there where realtors are giving us their information. We've really got to take really good care of them. And so the great thing is our core values are the same they are today as they were 11 years ago. And it's fun to see that evolve, right? We were a fun culture, but we weren't hitting our goals, right? And the big turning point there was I read a book called Traction by Gino Wickman. And in that book, it talked about unique ability, right? And the visionary integrator role. And that book changed my life. I mean, I literally shut the book and I looked around. I was like, has this guy been following me around for the past, you know, 5 years or 10 years? Because I didn't have a team around me. It was me, a couple of managers, but I didn't have a team around me. So I read that book in November and went and hired our integrator, our COO, in January. And it changed the game. We've been growing 50% year over year for the past 5 years. And we've got a model to keep that going for many years ahead.
Well, to have the kind of company you have, A, you need to have the certain kind of person that's answering the telephone. But there needs to be a certain amount of education and training they're receiving to know about the tremendous number of utilities there are across the United States, plus the number of different types of utilities to help that customer. How do they get all that training?
That's a great question, and one I'm really proud of. You know, during COVID, we actually grew by about 40 employees. We crossed the 100 mark, and we're able to train people remotely. But we have a great training program. My training manager Jordan likes to say that we're like the Cheesecake Factory, right? We've got, you know, 12 pages. There's a lot of options. We work with a bunch of different companies, so we've got our training down pretty good. We've got, you know, certain targets to hit. We're very goal-oriented, very data-driven company, so we know that if somebody's not at a certain point, we know there's trouble, or we know that they're on pace. And so our training is world-class. It's amazing, and really excited that we were able to do it remotely. And the people that came out of the remote training seem to be a little bit more tight. They're graduating together. And so this work from home has been very interesting for us.
There's two other thoughts I had about your training. One is you are probably training your people on understanding how to ask the right kind of questions. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, we have a saying called trust the process, right? And the questions are built in our script very intentionally. But the script is kind of just an outline, right? We want to make sure that it's very conversational, and we want the customer to understand that we get the moving process. Like, we're the experts. We know what you're going through, more so before, because we get a lot of first time home buyers and things like that. And so, yes, we're very efficient. We're very intentional. We want to make that emotional connection with the customer, because in our society, we're just bombarded with all kind of things. And so we want to ask the right questions that get them to understand what we do. And one of my favorite questions is simply, you know, Steve, last time you moved, what was your experience like setting up your home service and utilities when you moved into your new home? And I tell them to shut up. Don't say a word.
With that question, you've got them.
Exactly. And I tell them, well, ask some more questions about that. And then you go, that's exactly what we do. And people get it. People get it. If I got 30 seconds to explain it, they understand it. So the biggest thing that we sell in our business is utility concierge, because people don't know about it.
Well, the second question about your training that I want to ask you is what you just mentioned. It's a word we've been using. That's the word experience. To give that experience, you have to have a certain type of person. Is it how you hire that person, or is the training you give to that person, or both, to give the experience?
Well, you know, and it goes back to trust in the process. When Kevin came on, my COO, the first thing that I was removed from was the recruiting lane, because I like everybody and want to give everybody a chance. So we have a very strict process in recruiting. Like I said, we've added about 60 people, 70 people this year. And so our process is very strict. We use a product called Culture Index that tells me who you are, right? Who you are from 9 years old, right? When somebody hits 9, 10, they are who they are. And then the way you're acting at work, and we use that model to match for specific roles. For the concierge role specifically, you know, I tell people, look, if you love to talk on the phone and you love helping people, this is a dream job. Because we're not calling to sell anybody anything. We're simply calling to help, right? And so we've been very blessed to have a great recruiting team that's grown over the past couple of years. And we're hiring about 8 to 10 people a month for the next foreseeable future.
But in the 9 years you've been doing this, what has been your greatest challenge?
The greatest challenge has been for me personally has been when I brought our COO in is stepping away and letting him do what he's good at, letting him focus on his unique abilities and me focus on mine. That's probably the biggest change for our company and the biggest challenge for me personally. And then probably, as we're growing, people finding the right people, making sure we have that great hiring process, because, the cost of a bad hire is a lot more than what people expect. And then really the thing that I've been pleased with is continuing our culture. We early on, first thing out of the gate 11 years ago, we instill these core values, and it's fun to see them stay the same, but the meanings change over the years. And, I spend time with every start group that comes in, and really my job is to tell our story and instill the culture and let them know that it's from now on, it's their job to carry that torch, because I can't do it as we continue to grow. And it's been really fun to see that, to see the vision, come alive right before my eyes.
Well, since anybody that lives within the 48 states can potentially become a customer of yours, how would they get a hold of you?
You can find us on the internet, simply just utilitycoutier.com. We're on all the social feeds and all the social channels, but simply put your information in there, and a concierge will give you a call back, and the process will be as easy as possible. So if you're moving, jump on there as soon as you can, because when the moving season is busy, and really all year round, if you don't get on it early enough, you can move into your house with no Wi-Fi. That may be worse than moving your house with no water nowadays.
No connection at all.
Yes. So jump on the website. Everything's there. You can fill out the form, chat with us, or just give us a call.
Well, Gabe, thank you very much for being a guest on Playmakers Talk Show. This has been very interesting.
I've had a great time. It's been awesome to spend time with you.
It's been great having you on the show, too. And thanks to all of you for listening and joining us. Join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.